Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Krishna Jaya Nama,
Hare
Rama, Krishna Jaya Nama, Jaya Nama, Hare Rama, Jaya Jaya Nama,
Jaya Jaya Nama,
Jaya Jaya
Gopal
Govinda Ram Madhusudana,
Gopal Govinda
Ram Madhusudana, Gopal
Govinda Ram
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stotra Satasi Shrimati Divinandres Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shetaita Gadadar Shiva Sadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Anuga Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nittai Gaur Premanande. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga, all glories Srila Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Naram Jeva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udiraye. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12. Text 19. Brahmana uchuhu partha prajavita sakshat ikshvakur iva manavah brahmanyah satya santhascha ramo dasaratir yatha. Please repeat. Can I get some water to drink? Brahmana uchuhu partha prajavita sakshat ikshvakur iva manavah brahmanyah satya sandhascha ramo dasharatir yatha. Brahmana uchuhu partha prajavita sakshat ikshvakur iva manavah brahmanayah satya sandhascha ramo dasharatir yatha. Brahmana uchuhu partha prajavita sakshat ikshvakur iva manavah brahmanayah satya sandhascha ramo dasharatir yatha.
Yes, sir.
Chandascha. Namo Dasarati Rita.
Brahmanah.
Brahmanah.
The good Brahmanas.
Uchuhu.
Said.
Partha.
O son of Pritha. Kunti.
Praja.
Those who are born.
Avita.
Maintainer.
Sakshat.
Directly.
Ikshvakuhu
Iva. Exactly like
Ikshvaku.
Manavah.
Son of Manu.
Brahmanyah.
Followers
and respectful to the Brahmanas.
Satya
Sandha,
truthful by promise.
Cha,
also.
Ramah,
the personality of
Godhead Rama.
Dasarathi,
the son of Maharaj Dasharatha.
Yatha,
like him.
Translation and purport
by His Divine Grace,
A.C. Bhakti
Vedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada, Srila
Prabhupada ki.
Translation,
the learned Brahmana
said, O son of
Pritha,
this child shall be
exactly like King
Ikshvaku,
son of Manu,
in maintaining
all those who are
born.
And as for
following the
Brahminical principles,
especially in
being true to his
promise,
Shri Shri
Jagannath Baladev
Shubhatramayinki.
He
shall be exactly
like Rama, the
personality of Godhead,
the son of Maharaj
Dasharatha.
Please
repeat, the learned Brahmana
said,
O
son of
Pritha,
this child
shall be exactly
like
King Ikshvaku,
son
of Manu,
in
maintaining all those
who are born.
And as for
following the
Brahminical principles,
especially
in being true
to
his promise,
he
shall be
exactly like
Rama,
the
personality of
Godhead,
the
son of
Maharaja Dasharatha.
Purport.
Praja
means the living
being who
has taken his birth
in the material
world.
Actually,
the living being
has no birth
and
no death.
But
because of his
separation from
the service of
the Lord
and due to
his desire to
lord it over material
nature, he is
offered a suitable body
to satisfy
his material desires.
In
doing so, one
becomes conditioned
by the laws of
material nature and the
material body is
changed in terms
of his own work.
The living
entity thus
transmigrates
from one body to
another in 84
like species of
life. But
due to his being
the part and
parcel of the Lord,
he not only
is maintained with
all the necessities of life
by the Lord,
but also
is protected by the Lord
and his representatives.
The
saintly kings.
These
saintly kings
give protection to
all the prajas
or living beings
to live and to
fulfill their terms
of imprisonment.
Maharaja
Parikshit was
actually an ideal
saintly king because
while touring
his kingdom,
he happened to see
that a poor cow
was about to be
killed by the personified
Kali,
whom
he at once
took to task
as a murderer.
This
means that even the
animals were
given protection by the
saintly
administrators,
not from
any sentimental
point of view, but
because those who have
taken their birth in
the material world
have the
right to live.
All the
saintly kings,
beginning from the
king of the sun
globe down
to the king of the
earth,
are so
inclined by the
influence of the
Vedic literatures.
The
Vedic literatures
are taught in
higher planets
also,
as there
is reference in the
Bhagavad Gita
4.1
about the
teachings to the
sun god
Vivasvan
by the Lord,
and such lessons
transferred
by disciplic
succession
as it
was done by the
sun god to
his son Manu
and from
Manu to
Maharaja
Ikshvaku.
There are 14
Manus in
one day of Brahma,
and the Manu
referred to herein is
the 7th Manu,
who is one of the
Prajapatis,
those who
create progeny,
and
he is the
son of the sun
god.
He is
known
as the Vaivasvata
Manu.
He had 10
sons and
Maharaja Ikshvaku
is one of them.
Maharaja
Ikshvaku
also learnt
Bhakti Yoga
as taught in the Bhagavad
Gita from his
father Manu,
who
got it from
his father, the
sun god.
Later on, the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita came down by disciplic succession from Maharaj Ikshvaku. But in course of time, the chain was broken by unscrupulous persons, and therefore it again had to be taught to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So all the Vedic literatures are current from the very beginning of creation of the material world, and thus the Vedic literatures are known as Apaurusheya, not made by man. The Vedic knowledge was spoken by the Lord and first heard by Brahma, first created living being within the universe. One of the sons of Vaivasvata Munu was Maharaja Ikshvaku. He had 100 sons. He prohibited meat eating. His son Sashada became the next king after his death. Manu. The Manu mentioned in this verse as the father of Ikshvaku is the seventh Manu. One of the name Vaivasvata Manu, the son of sun god Vivasvan, to whom Lord Krishna instructed the teachings of Bhagavad Gita prior to his teaching them to Arjuna. Mankind is a descendant of Manu. This Vaivasvata Manu had 10 sons named Ikshvaku, Nabhagha, Drishta, Sharyati, Narishyanta, Nabhagha, Dishta, Karusha, Prashardhra and Vasuman. The Lord's incarnation Matsya, the gigantic fish, had advented during the period of Vaivasvata Manu's reign. He learnt the principles of Bhagavad Gita from his father Vivasvan, the sun god, and he re-instructed the same to his son Maharaj Ikshvaku. In the beginning of the Treta Yuga, the sun god instructed devotional service to Manu, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku for the welfare of the whole human society. Lord Rama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, incarnated himself as Sri Rama, accepting the sonhood of his pure devotee Maharaj Dasharatha, the king of Ayodhya. Lord Rama descended along with his plenary portions, and all of them appeared as his younger brothers. In the month of Chaitra, on the ninth day of the growing moon in the Treta Yuga, the Lord appeared as usual to establish the principles of religion and to annihilate the disturbing elements. When he was just a young boy, he helped the great sage Vishwamitra by killing Subahu and striking Maricha, the she-demon, who was disturbing the sages in their daily discharge of duties. The Brahmanas and Kshatriyas are meant to cooperate for the welfare of the mass of people. The Brahmana sages endeavor to enlighten the people by perfect knowledge, and the Kshatriyas are meant for their protection. Lord Ramachandra, in the ideal king for maintaining and protecting the highest culture of humanity known as Brahmanya Dharma. The Lord is specifically the protector of the cows and the Brahmanas, and hence he enhances the prosperity of the world. He rewarded the administrative demigods by effective weapons to conquer the demons through the agency of Vishwamitra. He was present in the bow sacrifice of King Janaka, and by breaking the invincible bow of Shiva, he married Sita Devi, daughter of Maharaj Janaka. After his marriage, he accepted exile in the forest for 14 years by the order of his father, Maharaj Dasharatha. To help the administration of the demigods, he killed 14,000 demons. And by the intrigues of the demons, his wife Sita Devi was kidnapped by Ravana. He made friendship with Sugriva, who was helped by the Lord to kill Vali, brother of Sugriva. By the help of Lord Rama, Sugriva became the king of the Vanaras, a race of gorillas. The Lord built a floating bridge of some stones in Indian Ocean and reached Lanka, the kingdom of Ravana, who had kidnapped Sita. Later on, Ravana was killed by him, and Ravana's brother Vibhishana was installed on the throne of Lanka. Vibhishana was one of the brothers of Ravana, a demon, but Lord Rama made him immortal by his blessings. On the expiry of 14 years after settling the affairs of Lanka, the Lord came back to his kingdom Ayodhya by a flower plain. He instructed his brother Shatrughna to attack Lavanasura, who reigned at Mathura, and the demon was killed. He performed 10 Ashwamedha sacrifices, and later on he disappeared while taking a bath in the Sharayu river. The great epic Ramayana is the history of Lord Rama's activities in the world, and the authoritative Ramayana was written by the great poet Valmiki. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. శ్రీ నమ ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశదారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీయద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
మా ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపుష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే జయపకాక స్వామి నామని నమోచర్యపదాన్ని తరకృపదాన్ని నగర గ్రామధారిణి
హరే కృష్ణ. వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ భాగవతం బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ఎంపరర్ పరీక్షిత్. వి రికలెక్టెడ్ హౌ పరీక్షిత్ ద లాస్ట్ డిసెండెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది పాండవాస్ వాస్ సేవ్డ్ బై కృష్ణ ఇన్ హిస్ వూంబ్ and here he has appeared, he is born, and Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking all these brahmanas, great sages, about the future, and they are predicting what sort of a person Parikshit will be. Parikshit is mentioned here that shall be exactly like King Ikshvaku son of Manu in maintaining all those who are born. And as for following the Brahminical principles, especially in being true to his promise, he shall be exactly like Rama, the personality of Godhead, the son of Maharaj Dasharatha. So he will maintain and he will keep up his promise. That is, Brahminical principles he will follow. These two great qualities of Maharaj Parikshit are being glorified. And we know that from the history of Maharaj Parikshit, he had many such qualities, being a pure devotee of Krishna. And when a pure devotee of Krishna, who is beyond the Varnashrama, takes on a position in the Varnashrama, then he executes that very perfectly. Because he is completely depending on Krishna. And by Krishna's mercy, he is able to perform his devotional service very nicely. That is the crux of the matter. So automatically, there are wonderful qualities. These may look like moral, ethical qualities, some of them. But a devotee, he automatically maintains them, although he is transcendental to them. Because in this material world, everybody needs to follow some rule and regulation for safe existence, because everybody is interested in sense gratification. Although they may know many things about the truth, still because of their desire to have gratification, Varnashrama religion is set up. And simultaneously they may, those who can't control themselves, they actually adopt principles of Varna and Ashrama. And under a restricted condition, they are allowed to have gratification. But always with the higher idea of achieving love of God. So therefore, this system, within this sort of system, there will be people who will always have both aims. And therefore, they need to be looked after. They need to be maintained. So the Lord is called the maintainer of his devotee. So here his representative also does the same thing. He maintains the Lord's devotees. Because they are all sincerely trying to get out of material sense gratification and be situated in pure love for Krishna. So therefore they need to be maintained. Their desires need to be properly according to rules and regulations of the Vedas be administered to them properly. Sometimes if somebody does something against his rules, he may need to be punished. He is punished. Somebody is rewarded. And in this way they are motivated to serve the community. In this way, gradually they get purified. So therefore, maintenance very important. What we mean by maintaining in modern times means, maintain means I get money for my roti, kapda, makan and some sense gratification. It's called maintenance. Maintaining somebody now has come to mean, just give him some money so that he can do his regular activities. But maintenance also means something more. Since we live in society, the society needs to be maintained. Society is made up of individual persons. Each individual is properly maintained, then society is good, properly maintained. If each individual person has got disturbance, dissatisfaction, then he will disturb the society, and society will get disturbed. Because the society gets disturbed, then they cannot be maintained according to Varnashrama principles. Therefore, it is a certain expertise that is required by a leader to be able to cater to people who come in various shapes and sizes according to their karmas and according to their desires, to fit them into one principle, Varnashrama, and then tell, you don't do this, don't do this, but okay, you're excused. Different people have to be treated differently. It is not so easy to be expert in maintaining them. So, Parikshit Maharaj was expert in maintaining. Oftentimes, people have this big difficulty. You see. That's why in institutions, they think that by putting rules and regulations, everything should be okay. But rules are never followed properly. It's very difficult for people to follow rules. They see rules and regulations as a great impediment to their freedom. You see. So, if you join any company, you are forced to follow the rules and regulations because you get money. You get paid. Because of the motivation of getting a salary, you follow. Not because you are a great follower of rules and regulations. Not at all. You at times break it. When you become familiar with the company, familiar with the people inside, you will casually break it. And then you will be told. And then you will say, anyway, what is there? I am a very old person here. What rules and regulations for me? And in this way, gradually, some problems start with the management. This is how in modern society these institutions are. Invariably, many of them follow the rules and regulations because they want to be safe. They want to be safely getting their salary, looking after their families. Out of fear, they follow the rules and regulations. Not because they are getting something sublime. So in institutions, as they follow rules and regulations, for a very long time, which they are not really connected with, and which is simply giving them their sustenance, they become a different type of individual, ruled by rules and regulations for the sake of some fruit. So they are not very independently thoughtful. They become institutionalized. See. So therefore, in an institution like Prabhupada started ISKCON, people serve because they want to serve the Lord. Not their only reward is bhakti. They're not getting paid. The greatest reward Krishna gives to you by rendering service in Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada's movement is, you get love of Krishna. If you don't value that, then you'll find it very difficult. Because your mind will constantly be asking, what is my benefit by doing this? And if you look at it very fruitively, then you will see that you're not getting benefit. Therefore, you will not perform. Therefore, you will not do. Because of conditioning for so long, so many janmas, in fruitive activity and result, we also think our devotional service should get some result in that plane. And it doesn't come like that. Because it doesn't come like that, we can get frustrated. This is again because of conditioning. Maya is also a big institution. And we get instituted in Maya. Krishna is telling, Nibadnanti Mahabaho Dehe Dehinam Avyayam. We become conditioned by Maya. And because of repeatedly becoming, taking birth again and being conditioned, you also become used to it, these conditions, because you get some rewards if you follow the conditions. That is what is being conditioned, a conditioned soul. Similarly, in the institution, you can become institutionally conditioned. Prabhupada did not want people to become institutionally conditioned. He said he wants independently thoughtful men. Why we are doing something? What is the benefit from that for me and for society? Knowing this, one should engage in devotional service. Then he will automatically be maintained by Krishna. He will be automatically maintained by Krishna. Those who know it and who are pure in their intention, Krishna maintains them. Those who are still lacking that, Maya maintains them. Those who are very interested in becoming pure and are rendering service under the order of the devotee, then in between, the devotees of the Lord maintain them. These are two extremes. Gradually a person learns how to be pure in service of the Lord and completely is dependent on the Lord, and the Lord is worried about him. He is worried about his maintenance. Madhavendra Puri is so absorbed in devotional service to Krishna, he doesn't bother about even eating. And therefore the Lord is bothered about him. He brings him milk. Don't be hungry, you drink this. In this way, Krishna becomes a direct maintainer of his pure devotee. And according to the level of our devotion, we get maintenance from Krishna in different ways. Even the person who totally wants to forget Krishna gets maintenance from Krishna only through Maya, Shakti. The material energy is maintaining everybody, but not directly by Krishna. Indirectly maintained by the material energy of the Lord. Mayadhyakshena Prakriti. So you get maintained. Ultimately Krishna is the maintainer, supreme maintainer of everybody. See, so his representative, who becomes king, he performs the same activity on behalf of the Lord. Maintaining conditioned souls is far more difficult than maintaining pure devotees. Isn't it? But the devotees of the Lord take on that service. And those who take on that service, they become very dear to Krishna. They become very, very dear to Krishna. That is the meaning of Guru. Guru means Amaragnya Guru Hoi Tarei Desh. It's a question of taking responsibility for people. Unless a person is capable of taking responsibility for himself, it will be very difficult for him to take responsibility for others. It's important for us to become responsible ourselves for my own actions, for my thinking, for my attitude, for my disposition. I should be responsible. Yes or no? Those who blame, find excuse, because of that person I am like this. Because of this situation I did that. Because of, they constantly blame the external. They don't want to take responsibility for anything that they do. So until and unless a person becomes educated in understanding himself, and he becomes responsible for himself, it is difficult for him to be responsible for others. That is why in Krishna consciousness, a devotee can very deeply learn these things, because he becomes exposed to it. He very clearly understands it is because of me not being responsible for myself that I can never be responsible for others. Therefore, you cannot avoid responsibility. You can avoid responsibility for others, but you can't avoid responsibility for yourself. And once you take responsibility for yourself, you may very well be able to give responsibility to others. Take responsibility of others. So Krishna empowers the devotee who is sincerely serving him to take responsibility for others. That is very essential, because if we take responsibility for others, we are forced to be responsible about ourselves. This is how it works. It's not that first I will become responsible about myself till I am 80 years old. Then by the time I will finish, I cannot take responsibility for anybody else. The way the world is designed is everybody needs to take responsibility for himself and others. If you get married, you have wife, children, house, father, grandfather, relatives, everybody to look after. It just falls on you. Just by a marriage, you start taking, if you are getting married, and you take responsibility for all your in-laws on, all their relatives also. You wonder sometimes, why should I do this? But that is how it is. They just come and sit down and tell you, do this. And you'll be wondering, how it is possible? Then you understand slowly how responsible it is. There is no freedom actually in this world. That's the main crux of the matter, is the soul wants to be free. I want to be free of this body, free of responsibility, free of, they want to run away somewhere. But you cannot. Wherever you go, your mind follows you. That's the amazing thing. It just sticks on to you. And you have to take responsibility for yourself. So it's better to learn. This is the educational institution. This is Maya's educational institution. You're forced to learn, forced to take responsibility, forced to maintain yourself and forced to maintain others on behalf of Krishna. Then you get educated. It's a big educational school. So sometimes people can't handle it. They can't handle their own responsibility. They commit suicide. Then they realize that now I've taken on a bigger responsibility. Because they don't die. They just don't die. You see. So you cannot avoid. So to be a person who is maintaining others, all those who are born, it is mentioned. Immediately in our parlance we'll think maintaining means maintaining all the human beings. But it's maintaining praja. Prabhupada explains, praja. Ja means birth. Praja. Everybody who is born in the kingdom, even the ant, the king is responsible for him. The king is responsible. If you occupy a post as prime minister, president of the country, you are responsible for the ant and the mosquito. Does Barack Obama know about it? I don't think. I don't know whether our prime minister also knows about it. We simply take responsibility for certain individuals. My party people alone, I take responsibility. Look at the party spirit. But everybody is under you, whether you like it or not. You're responsible for everybody. And 1/6 of all of their karma will come on your head also. 1/6 of their karma will come on your head. So how clean you must maintain everybody. If everybody is taught Krishna consciousness, everything you have to teach them, otherwise all that will come on your head. If they do anything wrong. Therefore the king is very, very, he cannot get sleep. He cannot sleep actually. Just imagine. In the modern world, I think these people don't know what it means to become a leader. They want to lead the country. They want to lead the whole world. What it means, they don't know. Simply occupying the seat and the position. So executing a responsibility in a position is very important. Parikshit Maharaj, a very responsible person. You must understand to the extent he took responsibility, and then in that he was successful. We very casually think Parikshit, he ruled, he went, he came. But you know what he did every day? what responsibility he took every day, every second, what was weighing on his head. That's why he had to be completely dependent on Krishna. Only a pure devotee of the Lord, completely surrendered to Krishna, can take this type of a responsibility. Otherwise, you will take the responsibility and falsely occupy the place and do nothing. And then in your next life, God alone knows where you will be with all the karma of the thing on your head. See. So Prabhupada, he told even the GBC, you have to be very careful. You can't say, therefore I'm not going to be GBC. Fine. Still you have to be very careful. Responsibility doesn't, you know, run away from you. Human life is a life of responsibility. When we read, we think, oh, Parikshit, he is very qualified, he is fit to do that. Thank God I am not king. We are thinking like that. But it's not true. Wherever you are, that responsibility you are struggling with, Parikshit is advanced a lot in his spiritual life, and therefore Krishna has given him that big responsibility. But similarly, we have the same concern. Because our level of devotion is like that. And according to that, Krishna has given us responsibility which we are struggling with. Which we are struggling with. So everybody, in one sense, is struggling to the same extent. So, being responsible, that's a very deep topic. We are not simply talking about responsibility for family, getting my daughter married, getting my this. That is one type of responsibility. Actually, the deeper responsibility is to go back to Krishna. That's the greatest responsibility. If you perform that responsibility, all other responsibilities become easier. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnum. People don't know that this is what is asked of them and this is what they need to execute the responsibility of becoming Krishna conscious, going back to Krishna and simultaneously taking others with you, leading others. This is what Parikshit Maharaj did when it's mentioned in maintaining all those who were born, he was like Ikshvaku. Any living being can come and complain to the king, you are my supporter, maintainer, why this is happening? Ant can say, I am not getting food, why? You are responsible. It's like that. It's like that. The story in the Mahabharata about a cow who came and rang the bell in the palace and questioned the king, why my calf was run over by the prince and died? You are answerable. And he immediately answered by punishing the prince who was his son. He did that because this is duty, this is law, otherwise he'll suffer reaction for that. Now we are killing the cow. What to speak of hearing the cow's complaint? They just kill the cow and eat it up. And pass gas. That's all they do. Look at the culture. From what sensitivity to responsibility to what you do. Cow adu mannangattiyadu. Vetti saapidu. Just eat it off. There'll be no complaints from the cow. Eat it and digest it. What gross, low class people. See, what sensitivity Parikshit Maharaj and the great kings had towards all living entities. That's why Parikshit Maharaj, when he saw the cow's leg being chopped, he immediately got down and said, who the hell are you? How dare you do this in my kingdom? He spoke directly across the Kali and said, finish you. This is Kali, personified Kali he was able to attack. Then how much powerful he must be. Kali was fell at his feet. Because why? Why Kali will fall at the feet? Kali is so powerful. Why Kali will fall at the feet of Maharaj Parikshit? Because he was that stature of pure devotion to the Lord that he had no chance of entering the kingdom because of Parikshit. He was making a light entry because time has come for him. And Parikshit did not allow it. And then he played a trick on him. He said, how can you say no, because I am dependent on you, I am a citizen. You have to help, I am part of the praja. You must give me residence. And so intelligently Parikshit thought, you stay in those places where meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex goes on. Because that is not there in his kingdom at all. very somewhere here and there maybe somebody is doing. At that place you can stay. Which means practically you cannot stay here. I rule and I bring everybody to Krishna consciousness. I keep away all people who are not Krishna conscious. Right? And those who have no inclination also, they follow because of me. So you cannot stay anywhere. In this way there was a dialogue, very beautiful dialogue. So powerful was Parikshit. He was very confident of maintaining the people and taking them back to Godhead. Right? We speak about maintaining a small temple, one small bhakti vriksha and the namahatta, and 101 problems are there in one small bhakti vriksha and small namahatta. I am coming from hearing so many things. This devotee said that, he did this, see, he said that this. You know, I was wondering what to speak of Parikshit Maharaj manage. So far off. It's a great challenge in the age of Kali to maintain people. Nobody is satisfied with whatever you maintain them with. Continuously dissatisfied. So that's why we should take to the chanting of the holy name very sincerely, very seriously. That's the greatest weapon against the age of Kali. When we sincerely chant and sincerely pray to Krishna, then many wonderful things can happen. It's magic. Another point that's mentioned here is, as for Brahminical principles, especially in being true to his promise, you shall be exactly like Rama. Brahminical principles. So one would understand, ask, why should a Kshatriya follow Brahminical principles? Right? Yes, Kshatriya should follow the advice of a Brahmin. The Brahmin ministers are his counselors. Lord Ramachandra had ministers with him. It was because of his ministers that he was very, very powerful. Even Dasharatha. So they advise. Of course, Lord Ramachandra does not require advice. He is a Supreme Lord. But King Dasharatha, if you take an example, he had ministers. They were all Brahmins. Brahminical people. Not Brahmin by birth only. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mahi Ki. Simply being born as Brahmin by birth cannot give much advice. Trained. Samodamas tapasaucham shanti rajavam evacha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavacham. All these are qualities of a Brahmana, automatically, very high class. And they, not possessive, not wanting anything, simply for the welfare of the people, they advise the king, do this. O king, do this. Don't do this, it's against dharma. Do this, strategize when there's a problem. And they advise him what to do. So he becomes Brahminical in his action by following the Brahmanas, following the good advice. He kept up his promise, Lord Ramachandra. He kept up his promise. He gave promise to Sugriva, Prabhupada describes. I'll protect you. Abhayam sarva bhutebhyo dadami etam vratam mama. Kaschit eva prapanna tava asmiti cha uchyate. Lord Ramachandra's guarantee was, even if once a person says, tava asmiti cha uchyate, I am yours, O Lord Rama. I have no shelter, only you. I am yours, if he says, it is my vow that I will protect him forever. I'll protect him forever. So, he gave a promise to anybody who thinks of me and prays to me, I protect them. Ma sucha, don't fear. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam charanam braja. is Krishna's guarantee. Lord Ramachandra, if you say for once feelingly to me, I belong to you, then I protect you forever. These are vows taken by Lord Ramachandra. It is not ordinary at all. It's God speaking. Once you tell me that you belong to me, that means even once you don't tell, that's why he's telling this. Even once you don't think like that. Why this Lord has to say, kaschit eva prapannotava smiti, kaschit once at least, you tell, then give me a chance to look after you. But conditioned souls in this world, they don't do it. Even once you tell me, I'll protect you. That means they don't do even once. That's why they're here. Even though they are like that, the Lord is maintaining them. And he's sending his pure devotee to maintain them, to look after them. You see. So, Krishna keeps his promise. Satya Sandha. You can never ever find any instance where Krishna is breaking his promise except for his own devotee. He breaks his promise of not, gave a promise that I shall not lift weapons in the war. But for the sake of Bhishma, he lifted weapon. For the sake of his devotee, out of devotion, he will break promise. But otherwise, he is never known to have broken his promise. Because it's the Lord. So it's compared, Parikshit Maharaj is compared to Rama, that he gives a promise to protect the people, he will do it. This is the meaning of a Kshatriya. Kshatriya will keep up his promise. Arjuna, he promised the Brahmana that your son is disappearing every time he is born, I'll make sure that I'll catch those people. Then he builds a big, out of his arrows around the house of that Brahmana. And then as soon as the child is delivered, again it disappears. Then Arjuna says, I promise that if I cannot protect you, I will make a fire and die in that. So he felt completely disturbed. Chah, I am the great Arjuna and I am not able to protect. Better I die. So he built the fire and he was ready to jump into the fire. And the Brahmana came and told him, what Kshatriya, you are useless. I came and cried to you, you said you'll protect me. So many of my children are gone and you are not able to. Useless. He came and told, and Arjuna could not take it. And he can't say anything to that Brahmana. He cannot say, hey, keep quiet, don't talk. I belong to so-and-so party, DMK, AIDMK. He didn't say anything like that. He said, you're right, I am not able to do it. I accept, I take responsibility for my action. I have not been able to keep up my word, I have not been able to protect you. I better die. This is the meaning of taking responsibility for himself. Then he created fire, ready to jump inside. Krishna told, relax. It is I actually who have played that trick. I'll show you, come with me. And he searched the hole and went to Mahavishnu, who had kept all the children with him, saying, I want to see you, that's why. And he retrieved all the sons. But the fact is that Kshatriya's spirit is like that. They want to keep up the promise, they'll do anything. So of course, if you see in our Hindi movies, they make some stupid promise and keep it up, which is no use to anybody, not to them also. I love you, I told you, under any circumstances I will marry you and all that. So the whole story is based on that. It's keeping up a stupid promise, and finally he suffers in life for keeping up that promise. So this is not the way, this is not the type of promises we are talking about. We are talking about promises that benefit human society. So Parikshit Maharaj, he keep up his vow that I am the king, I protect you. Not that like the election people, whenever they want for election, they will talk all sorts of things. You have no water? Don't worry, I shall perform penances and bring Bhagirathi here to Coimbatore. You don't know the story? How the great sons of Dilipa and all of them, they brought the whole this thing to this. You think I am anything less? I will do that. And then after the election is over, he is busy drinking different type of water. And I don't know, I tried, it did not come. Irresponsible means completely irresponsible. So base. They talk such big things. No promise they can keep. And they become used to it. The amazing thing is the public have become used to them not keeping the promises, and they repeatedly vote for them only. At least he promises. At least he promises. The fact that he doesn't keep up any of the promise is a different thing. At least he has the guts to promise. So we'll vote for him. This is a modern society. Again and again, people don't follow any rules, regulations, are useless, low class. They vote for them again. Yata raja, tata praja. Useless people leading the society, and more, 10 times more useless people voting him back into power. No education about anything. No ideal. No exemplary standard where we want to reach this standard. Nobody talks about all these things. So in the Krishna consciousness movement, we should not be like that. Prabhupada wanted us to raise our standards personally and be example to others. Yad yad acharati sreshtas tat tat evetaro janaha. You must keep up your vow, your promise. During the initiation ceremony, the candidate promises, I shall follow the 4 regulative principles, chant Hare Krishna a minimum of 16 rounds a day and endeavor to be situated in Krishna consciousness in the association of devotees. It is a promise. It's a vow. You see. And we must keep it up. This is a training. Keeping up vows and being a man of high integrity. You become trustworthy. Somebody can tell you something, this person will carry it out seriously. I can trust him. He takes it responsibly. He is serious about his execution. People should know that we are people who take things seriously and we execute. In Krishna consciousness, responsible for the citizens of the world, responsible for the people who depend on Krishna, responsible for the followers of the instructions of Prabhupada. These are all the duties of everybody. Not that we just hang around and don't take any responsibility. If you are a follower and you are a practitioner, you must take responsibility and you must keep up the vow. These are all very important qualities. In fact, they make up a person. If a person doesn't have this, he is no more a person. He becomes an animal. Human beings are distinguished by the fact that they can keep up their word. They can take the responsibility and they can execute it. That's how they are distinguished. So we should keep up these vows. And what is required to keep up the vows, we must do. This is the way the examples of Parikshit Maharaj and his quality is cited here particularly. And Prabhupada is giving great explanation for how Ramachandra kept up his promise. I will kill Ravana and bring Sita back. I completely follow the instruction of my father. I will go to the forest. In this way, he was a great example for everybody. Because Ramachandra was doing that, Bharata also said, I also take a vow. I will be like this. And he ruled the kingdom very wonderfully. Great personalities. Very highly virtuous. So these are models. Everybody should have an ideal inside him. We should not compromise. We should know that we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are spirit soul. And if we want, if you determine, you can do it with Krishna's great support. That's why by being a devotee, it is easy to be a good man. If you are not a devotee, even if you are a jnani, karmi, yogi, you cannot be good. You cannot be good. It's not that because you are a jnani, you are good. You are not good. Cannot afford to be good. That's why being a devotee, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarveer gunais tatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya kuto mahatguna manorate nasati dhavato bahi. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they are having the best qualities automatically coming to them. See. So this is proof. If a person has devotion, then these qualities are automatically there. He is responsible. He is a person who keeps up his word. It's a great quality, and people can depend on you. If the society sees that the Hare Krishna people are persons who talk one thing and do one thing like the politicians, they don't have trust in you. You may sit on the asana and speak, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. They don't believe you. They don't believe you. Because why? When you get out of the asana, you did this. They don't believe you. People are simple. Their requirements are small. So they get easily inspired. Therefore, Krishna is telling, although I don't need to follow this, I'm still following because the people will follow me. Yadyadacharati Sreshta. Therefore, people see devotees and become devotees. Therefore, the devotee should maintain a high exemplary order. That is a responsibility. That is a responsibility. Being dedicated and responsible. Irresponsibility comes in many different forms. Many different forms. That we don't have to go into the detail now. So a person who is very keen, focused and sincere and determined, he can take up responsibility. That's not very difficult to do. That's the business of life. See, this is what Prabhupada trained us, and this is what great personalities have trained others with, and this is the line we are coming in. Parampara. According to the training, we should also execute responsibility. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki. Any question or comment? Yes.
Implement those thoughts. As in a society, everyone is like, this is that person's thought, so he should be responsible to implement those thoughts. So, independently thoughtful does also mean that independently they have implemented those thoughts?
We don't implement our own independent thoughts, then the whole society will be chaos, and the world will also become chaos. Then you cannot execute the responsibility, what Lord Chaitanya said. Independently thoughtful does not become independent of the founder Acharya's instructions. That's our guiding line. Independently thoughtful does not become independently thoughtful of Krishna's instructions, Prabhupada's instructions, everything. You are not supposed to found another sampradaya. You don't become so independent that you need to become founder Acharya of another sampradaya. That is immature understanding. Independently thoughtful means the opposite of this, you understand. Just because we are following instruction, does it mean that we are dependent? Does it mean that we are not able to think for our own? Does it mean because I am following somebody's order and instruction, I am conditioned by that person's order? By following authority, can you say, because you are following this authority, you are not independent? You cannot think independently. Can we say that? Converse. Ask a question that is in converse. Because I am following the instructions and the authority of a person, can I say that I am foolishly dependent and I am not having freedom and independence? Is it true? Yeah? Yes or no? In fact, I am intelligent. In fact, I am more secure by taking instructions from Guru, taking instructions from the Acharya, taking instructions from Krishna. Right? Because left to myself, what will I do? I'll do sense gratification. Right? So can I give you independence? No. Because you're incapable of handling that independence. Right? First you must understand that. So when we become controllers of ourselves and when we become trained, in spiritual life, then independence to execute devotional service to Krishna is perfectly all right. That is independently thoughtful about how to execute the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Not merely independently thoughtful means thinking, now I don't have to follow the authority, I am independent. No, we become independently thoughtful about how to execute the order. How Prabhupada was independently thoughtful on how to execute the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He got out of the box. He didn't think like the others who said that it is not possible to go outside to the outside world. And in. He said, no, possible. He got out of the box. He didn't listen to many people. He said, it's possible. He went and did it. Isn't it? Is that not independently thoughtful? But at the same time, under the authority and instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You get the point?
At that time, Prabhupada, when he was independent, other godliness didn't support him. Because that is the reason why he was completely independent.
But he was thoughtful. Maybe they were dependent and not thoughtful. Too much artificially dependent is not the meaning of following authority. Your individuality is there. Following authority does not mean you give up your individuality. The Mayavadis, they want to merge into God and become one with God and lose their individuality. Right? At the same time, following an authority does not mean you lose your individuality. And the authority also doesn't want you to lose it. He wants you to independently think. The real authority will only train you to be independently thoughtful to execute devotional service. That's what Prabhupada said, do the needful. He did not every time come and give this thing. But what people want is, moment to moment you give me instruction, so that I don't become responsible for what I am doing. So the challenge of the Guru is to make you independently thoughtful and responsible for what you are doing. You understand now? Subtle. That's how Prabhupada trained everybody. That's why our movement will grow. It will not stop. As soon as the founder passes away, finish. I don't have anybody to instruct me. The society is buried along with the founder. Better bury the society also when the founder is given samadhi. Prabhupada expected us to do. He said, you can do much, much more than what I did. Expand unlimitedly. These are the instructions of Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya's movement to be expanded unlimitedly. I am one Indian who came to America and did this. Imagine what will happen if all of you take it up. That's the type of scale he gave. Become independently thoughtful on how to... He said, each one should tax his brain how to expand the Krishna conscious movement. These are the wonderful things that Prabhupada said. He is not a leader like some of these, IT companies or some president of a country and all that. You take over the whole universe and you set it up for that. And the Krishna conscious movement will grow and roll and become like that. For sure. So that is the meaning of independently thoughtful, but at the same time under the instructions of Prabhupada. Don't become too independent. Understand properly what is independence. You get the point? Yeah. Any other question or comment? I fully agree with you. He said it's difficult to trust anyone.
I think that it gets cheated, so it is hard to trust someone.
Yeah, you know, when you mix with somebody, you will get a pulse whether this person is trustworthy. In the material world, they'll teach you that trustworthiness comes out of two things. The person is a capable person, materially competent, and he has got good character, then he becomes trustworthy. Sometimes you can trust somebody for his character. He's a nice man, very honest, very good. But if I give him money, he does not know how to use it. I can't trust him with money. But his character is very good. There are people like that. Then there are people that his competence is very high, but his character is very low. He's a very capable person, but very low class character. In this material world, mostly you have people who are competent materially, but character is very low. Right? So, generally speaking, a person's character is good. He's got good qualities, especially if he's a devotee of the Lord, he will be expected to have good character. Then he is competent, means knows how to take decisions and do things. Then you can impose trust on that person. If you're imposing trust in a person only for spirituality, then you don't have to actually see whether he's materially competent very much. And it does not mean that if somebody is materially competent alone, you can impose faith on him for spiritual life. Right? Do you get the understanding? Okay. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki.